Attention, patriots. Broadcasting from the Free Zones, Radio Free Redoubt begins in 5, 4, 3, 2...
Well, good morning, patriots. Welcome to the Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty, broadcasting on 96.5 FM and AM 630 on the dial. Good morning, Lady Liberty.
Well, good morning to you, and good morning, everyone out there. Welcome to Wiffle Bat Wednesday.
Well, big Wiffle Bats coming out.
Oh, boy, are there ever. Well, and, you know, here's the funny part is they are desperately trying to keep Trump indicted.
Oh, yeah.
On the whole J6 episode.
Yeah.
Which I don't even know how that's possible. You can't keep trying somebody for the same accusation over and over and over. There's the Constitution says you can't.
Well, like Trump said, why, if this was even legit at all, why wait 2.5 years? This is strategically done to interfere with a presidential election.
That's right.
No question about it. And the J.D. Rucker at the Liberty Daily, he brought out the wiffle bats. He ran an article, Beyond Weaponized, the Department of Defense, the Department of Justice is a domestic terrorist group that calls good evil and evil good.
Right.
And that's exactly what we've got here. I mean, look what's coming out with Biden. Oh, we've got a great clip, too, for segment two.
Oh, boy, do we ever. In fact, it is titled, The Dam is Breaking.
Yes.
And that would be the corrupt communist criminal dam, by the way, because Biden is the commie coup puppet, and
yep.
His whole charade is falling to pieces as we speak. And thank goodness for Devin Archer, because it seems to be that Marjorie Taylor Greene's and all of the Oversight Committee from Congress and all of their evidence against Biden isn't enough.
Yes.
You know, that everybody keeps denying that, you know, nobody knows any evidence against Biden himself, when that is exactly incorrect.
That's right.
Marjorie Taylor Greene has had all of this in front of the public for the past 2.5 solid months. They've had all of the information right there from the Form 1023,
yes,
that the FBI was trying so desperately to hide. Well, they've had all of this exposed for the past 2 months now, and everybody is still claiming that there's no evidence when Congress has the evidence.
Oh, CNN was saying that, too. It's that there's no evidence of this Biden corruption. And are these people insane? No, they're just trained professional liars. Is
right.
What they are.
Right. And they're clearly co-conspirators because...
Yes. They're the propaganda arm of the anti-American coup.
Right. And so we can never expect the mass media to suddenly start reporting on the truth, because that would incriminate themselves.
Right.
Why would a criminal conspirator implicate themselves under any circumstances? They wouldn't.
Nope. They're helping to perpetuate the lies. Yeah, they're pretty far. They're very vested,
right,
in this,
right? And so anybody that's expecting the mass media to eventually come around, if we just prove it hard enough to them, that's a lost cause.
Right?
They are the enemy. The enemy.
Oh, there's no question about it. The enemy is in the wire. We
that's
are
right.
there fully. You know, and this is what we were warned about from the founding fathers to Abraham Lincoln to so many since then. If America falls, it's going to be from within.
That's right.
And, well, here's another example. Here's my personal wiffle bat for this one. The mayor of Boston, wiffle bat right upside the head. So listen to this. Boston Mayor Michelle Wu, that's W-U, China.
Oh.
Boston Mayor Michelle Wu announced that she's banned fossil fuels in the new city-owned buildings after teaming up with the city's director of the Green New Deal. What's their goal? Well, the goal is, quote, accelerating climate action by requiring that all new municipal buildings and major renovations operate without fossil fuels. The press release also claimed that the move would reduce emissions from Boston's building sector while creating high-quality jobs, improving public health and quality of life, and advancing racial and economic justice.
Wow.
So we're going to get rid of fossil fuels, and that is going to help us advance racial and economic justice. How?
Well, geez, as if Chinese isn't a foreign enough language, I would have to say what she just said is also a foreign language. And I mean, what on earth? You have to try to figure out what they're even talking about when they use all of those globalist terms all in one rattled off paragraph like that.
Starting off with the term fossil fuels.
There you go.
I mean, they're not even fossils. They're not even, it's not, well, anyway, that's a whole nother discussion.
Yeah, we covered that a while back. But
yeah, and it bears repeating, but well, it just ties in with the lie, you know, this Green New Deal and climate action and all of the other globalist anti-American agendas rolled into one. And these guys are just, they're just knocking them down one right after the other. So there's a wiffle bat right there for the mayor of Boston.
Right. And I'd have to say that maybe she should probably be investigated for being a Chinese spy under that kind of rhetoric and that kind of goal.
It is a communist goal. I mean, it is a communist influenced goal. So
absolutely.
This comes from the United Nations. I mean, it was built on, Marx's writings, and the Communist Manifesto was the main inspiration for their doctrine.
Right. And let's not forget, China is our enemy.
Right.
It has been declared China is the single biggest threat to the United States of everything. I mean, that's the number one enemy to the United States right now.
Yeah.
Anybody that, even if they speak fluent English, don't have any kind of Oriental accent, they are the military, the Chinese Communist military are trained to not even have a detectable accent. Like if they speak to you, you couldn't tell that they had not been raised here and grown up here as an American citizen
right.
their whole lives.
Even the mannerisms,
right.
street slang, hand language, the whole body language.
That's right.
All of it. And so, yeah, I mean, the enemy is here and they're infiltrating here. We're talking to you, Wu. We're talking to Wu.
That's right.
We know who Wu are.
It's true. It's yep. Wu. And so, you know, back to this whole thing going on with Trump
yes.
right now. Oh, my gosh. So they are trying to say that he has a 4-count indictment, new indictment, right?
Boo.
And here they're saying in this indictment that his violations are conspiracy to defraud the United States. Oh, boy. Coming from the
defrauders.
The defrauders themselves. The coming from the communist coup. And then conspiracy to obstruct an official proceeding.
Oh, well, we're officially trying to overthrow your government, and you can't obstruct us. We're going to charge you.
Exactly. Stop trying to stop our coup. And then obstruction of an attempt to obstruct an official proceeding.
Well,
so,
he's doing his patriotic duty by stopping that official proceeding.
Exactly. That is his duty as president, for crying out loud. And then conspiracy against rights.
Conspiracy against rights?
Which rights would those be?
Who did he conspire with?
Yeah, what rights? What conspiracy?
I hear that a lot of this is sealed, too. Some there's who knows? This is rumint here now, rumor intelligence that the indictment was sealed and even the name isn't even revealed. But I don't know how that's possible. So we'll try to run that to ground too to find out what's going on with that. But it's pretty clear. The name is obvious. It's Trump. These are indictments against Trump. So more nonsense to have to navigate through. The entire world is just rolling their eyes at this, and it's sad. It's sad that we're at this place. But man,
right.
I just thank you for the fight in him against this. And he knows. oh, these rallies are good for him. They would love to stop the rallies because he draws a lot of energy from the rallies where tens of thousands of people are just, you know, meeting him, packing out stadiums, and the energy is just growing.
Well, and then they also get to hear a good solid hour's worth of the truth. You know,
right.
from the very most influential president in history, sort of like George Washington and Abraham Lincoln, I'd have to say.
Yeah.
And so here they get to hear a full hour of honest truth. And boy, no wonder all these attempted indictments and persecutions keep happening, because if the left can suppress the truth from that guy, they'll do anything to do it.
Amir Sarfati pointed out that they did the exact same thing to Netanyahu, and of course he survived it and went on to victory, which, you know, we expect that will happen to Trump too if they don't try something extremely evil and, you know, try to take him out in non-legal means. But it's the same thing, like you said, it's the same playbook, it's the same strategy, it's the same people, it's cookie cutter,
yep, that's
tactics,
right,
to take down the right person for the country, the patriot.
Right.
So, well, all right, let's get to the word of the day, and I'm looking forward to that. We want to stay grounded in his word each
right.
day, and so...
Because it is the truth.
That's right.
And it's the good news.
It is.
It's always the good news. We've got tons of bad news from the world, but we've got always good news from the Bible. So,
that's right.
So, the good news, the word of the day for Wifflebat Wednesday comes to us from Titus chapter 2, verses 11 through 15, that read under the title, Trained by Saving Grace. For the grace of God that brings salvation has appeared to all men, teaching us that, denying ungodliness and worldly lusts, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in the present age, looking for the blessed hope and glorious appearing of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us, that he might redeem us from every lawless deed and purify for himself his own special people, zealous for good works. Speak these things, exhort and rebuke with all authority. Let no one despise you. And that's it.
All right.
Well, and so wonderful is all of that, because first of all, the title, Trained by Saving Grace, that's more or less what this life is all about. It's short compared to being alive for eternity with him, right?
Sure.
This is a training ground where your testimony by the time you die is what you've got for the rest of eternity.
Yep.
You know, it's what's going to prove who you are, what your character is truly like, you know, as the refined gold, all the dross
right.
is driven away through this training ground where you're tested. How are you going to respond? Are you going to obey under this situation? Are you going to obey under that situation? This is where God reveals who you really are. And you know, this is what the crowns are about. These are, you know, when you succeed in obeying and walking in his ways, you get rewarded for that in
yeah.
the eternal life.
And you only get one shot at this. And
that's right.
I mean, we all make mistakes and we all have regrets and things we would have done differently or woulda, coulda, shouldas. But, you know, are you persevering? Are you trying to get closer to him through each of these, you know, your trials that you go through?
That's right.
And growing and getting closer to him. You know, I don't want to enter heaven one day with, yeah, you're in, but what a disappointment.
Right.
But you made it in, so...
You're in, and you can go sit way back in the back row.
Yeah, and for some people, they you know, fool themselves by saying, "Well, that's good enough as long as I'm in." But
right.
you don't realize what you're saying or doing by
right.
adopting that.
You
type
realize
of
that
attitude.
you've sold the Holy Lord short when you could have been
yeah.
serving Him so much better.
Yeah, preaching to ourselves here.
Well, exactly. That's yeah. I mean, we as sinners cannot say anything to anybody else without being hypocrites.
I feel like I just got hit right in the face with a wiffle bat.
Well, that's what the refining process is about. It's understanding where you come up short and fixing it before it's too late.
Right.
It's a good thing to be whiffle batted right between your own eyes by the Lord, because better now than later. I'll tell you that.
You're from the book of Titus. Yes. Tied us up and whiffle batted us.
That's awesome. Okay, so just as the whole part that verse 14, this was especially striking to me. It says, "Who gave Himself for us that He might redeem us from every lawless deed and purify for Himself His own special people, zealous for good works." What a cool thing that is!
Yeah.
So He wants to purify us for Himself, for His own special people.
Yep.
And that purified special people are going to be zealous for good works.
So you know, let's be zealous now.
Exactly. And you know what's interesting about that is we've talked about the whole Gaddafi thing, that he was like a benevolent dictator where he sought to have like ultimate control to do good things for the people.
Oh yeah, they were like massively impoverished. I mean, that was like that was a fourth world country.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
It's like
they were barely existing.
Yeah, it's like somebody coming into Somalia and bringing order and prosperity.
They
and
didn't even have water,
industry, and everything. Right, right,
right. And so, like you know, that would be kind of like that. Somebody is. Who is zealous for good works, where if you could have ultimate control in order to do the very possible best for all of your brethren.
Yeah.
Where you can do nothing all day but look forward to how much good can I do for everybody today?
Yeah, exactly.
That's it right there. That is just so phenomenal and cool.
Yep.
And so something to keep in mind too, you know, that he's not trying to bring the law to condemn you. He's trying to bring the law to purify us for Himself, to
right.
be His own special people.
And we'll be rewarded for it.
Yeah.
And quit trying to skate around about, you know, how it doesn't apply to us anymore.
Right. Realize that he's trying to do something good for us.
Right.
He's helping us if we would just let Him.
That's right. Amen. Well, good good on that one. Thanks for bringing that. And that is, once again, that's Titus.
That's Titus chapter 2, verses 11 through 15.
Okay, good. All right, got it. Good one to read and meditate on for sure.
That's right.
All right, well, let's go ahead and take a quick break here. We're going to the break here with our own Coleman Underground, a local Spokane band with Wars and Rumors of Wars. We'll be right back. Stay right there.
Never give in. Never give in. Never, never, never. In nothing, great or small, large or petty, never give in except to convictions of honor and good sense. Never yield to force. Never yield to the apparently overwhelming might of the enemy.
Never, ever, ever give up. Don't give in, don't back down, and never stop doing what you know is right.
Nothing worth doing ever, ever, ever came easy.
And the more righteous your fight, the more opposition that you will face.
The American dream is one of self-governance and the belief that all men are created with certain unalienable rights. Here at American Reconstruction Concepts, we are dedicated to these ideals and committed to passing the torch of liberty to future generations. Join us here at ARC to learn critical life-saving skills and expand your situational awareness. You will learn how to best care for those around you in these troubled times. Sign up for classes at AmericanReconstructionConcepts.com.
Welcome back, Patriots. This is segment two of the morning commute. Hopefully you're all having a great and a safe commute wherever you're going this morning. And segment two brought to us by JesusAppears.com, helping you to get rapture ready. The return of our King is imminent, and we look very much forward to that. And you can learn more about how not to get left behind and what that means to you at JesusAppears.com. Well, Lady Liberty, Got a good clip here. Really ties things up. It's the best summary that I've heard so far on the testimony with this trial going on, or not the trial, but the testimony being given so that we can put Joe Biden and Hunter Biden on trial, for real crimes, not imagined crimes, not right. fabricated crimes to try to derail the greatest president in American history. And keep him from regaining his rightful position in the White House.
Right.
So I'll let you take it away. What do you got?
Well, okay. So now, granted, this is from Fox News, but we had to use it. We had to use it because it was concise and to the point. And they titled it "The Dam Is Breaking," and I'd have to say the dam is breaking against the commie coup puppet and his family. So listen to what they have to say.
Fox News alert, Devin Archer, the man who Hunter Biden once called a Biden, just flipped on the first family. And it's bad. Archer, who's been in Ukrainian board meetings, Chinese dinners, to the Biden family beach house, is saying that Joe Biden was on the phone with Hunter and his foreign business partners at least 20 times. 20 times. Archer says it was to sell the Biden brand. And Hunter described the Biden brand as gold. Here's how it worked. President Barack Obama would assign Joe Biden a country to handle. And when Biden was assigned to a country, a dirty company with a lot of problems in that country would hire Hunter Biden because they needed something from Joe Biden. Hunter would have dinner with some crooked foreign kleptocrat. And in the middle of dinner, he'd say, "Hey, let's call my pop." He'd get his dad on the phone, put it on speaker, and Joe Biden would say hello to Hunter's business partners. And that was what the business partners were paying for, that phone call. They were paying Hunter because he could get Joe Biden on the phone like that. And everywhere Joe went, Hunter got paid. And Joe delivered. Devin Archer told House investigators today that the corrupt Ukrainian gas company, Burisma, only hired Hunter so his father, Joe, could get the prosecutor investigating them fired. Devin Archer testified Hunter was with the crooked Ukrainian CEO when he called D.C. to demand Joe Biden fire the prosecutor. 3 days later, Joe Biden flew to Ukraine and got the prosecutor fired and then bragged about it. This is what Democrats impeached Trump for probing. Devin Archer also testified that Hunter pulled the same move with other fat cat foreign execs. Archer says Hunter put Joe Biden on the phone with his Chinese partner, Jonathan Lee. And remember, Joe Biden flew Hunter to China on Air Force Two, where Hunter met Jonathan Lee. Hunter introduced Joe and Jonathan Lee in Beijing. They shook hands. It was a $20 million handshake. The Bidens made $20 million from that Chinese deal. After Hunter was given an equity stake in the Chinese investment firm, the Obama-Biden administration greased approvals for Jonathan Lee to take over American car manufacturers. Joe Biden, who claims he didn't talk to his son about his business, even wrote a letter of recommendation to Brown University on behalf of Jonathan Lee's daughter. Jonathan Lee is a Communist Party power broker who our vice president went to bat for, helping his daughter cut the line in the admissions offices at Ivy League schools. Why? Because his family was getting paid. Devin Archer also testified that Vice President Joe Biden personally met with a Russian billionaire, Elena Butrina, back in 2014 while VP at Cafe Milano in Georgetown. Joe Biden had dinner with her. And a month later, the Russian billionaire wired Hunter Biden $3.5 million. Now, Democrats say Joe Biden had no idea who he was talking to.
Well, case closed.
No
right?
kidding.
Except this is just one sliver of the things that these creeps have been doing.
That's right.
I mean, this is just one. That's what the testimony of one person, which thankfully he wasn't taken out. His testimony is now on record.
That's right.
And, you know, at what point they have to come to a point where the left, the media, the Democrat Party cannot run interference for him anymore. I mean, we're at the point now where you can't deny it. You know, all.
Well, exactly.
So now it's but you know, of course, they're going to deny it, and they're going to try to run everything as, you know, to the very end in denial and spin and, oh, look at Trump. Oh, look, there's UFOs. On,
well, just as every criminal will try to do. Any criminal that is being prosecuted is going to try their hardest to get out of any prosecution or sentencing or anything.
Right.
That's what they do. And they all stick together, especially when they're all complicit. And so, you know, here we've got the facts. 20 million alone given from China to Biden, to Joe Biden directly.
That was just one deal.
That was just one deal.
Yeah.
And there's over 20, there's 24 that was quoted earlier. And so he said there's a minimum, this Devin Archer said there's a minimum of 20 that he sat in on and listened to. And
yeah.
So, you know, that is going on at such an alarming rate. That guy should be thrown in jail yesterday.
Oh, absolutely.
He should be in handcuffs being taken out of the White House today.
Yep.
Right? And well, him right along with everybody else that is covering for him, that is co-conspirators along with him.
That's right.
And so if they're not, that means everybody that is not prosecuting them is complicit as well. We've got a real mess.
We've got a mess that goes deep, and this goes way back as well. If you remember, Senator Harry Reid, who has since passed away, was in a deal with his son, signing a deal with the Chinese for a major solar farm to take place in Nevada. Incidentally, all these ranches that the BLM was, you know, heisting, running ranchers off their property, using the BLM and not Black Lives Matter, the Bureau of Land Management, the other criminal syndicate, and they were. That was the BLM was headed by Harry Reid's former top advisor, aide, or whatever. I mean, this goes way back. And so
that's
his
right.
son was involved with multi-million dollar contracts with the Chinese.
Right.
So how much more of this? I mean, open an investigation and just we need to gut the federal government from this type of corruption, because it's obviously, this is...
It's so far gone.
This is business as usual for these people.
That's right.
It's got to stop.
Yep.
All right, guys. Well, you have a blessed day, and be safe, and join us tomorrow morning, 7 a.m. right here for the Morning Commute.
That's right. You all have a wonderful Wiffle Bat Wednesday, and blessings to all of you Christian patriots out there.